Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I am in Richard Banks, B-A-N-K-S. You may not know that Mr. Banks was previously evaluated in this office on 7-8-11 for the purposes of obtaining Social Security disability benefits. Period. At that time, he reported being involved in a motor vehicle accident 9 months earlier. Period. He had back pain and spasm. Period. He did have x-rays and MRI as well as physical therapy. Period. It was noted he had a history of bipolar disorder and schizophrenia for which he treats with a psychiatrist. Period. He had been on psychiatric medications since the 1980s. Period. It was noted he left his job in the 1990s due to mental illness while working at as a warehouse worker. Period. He also had right wrist surgery in 1985. Period. Clinical exam found there to be full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative. Period. He was given a simple diagnosis of low back pain, for which he was not deemed to have any physical limitations. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Banks is now a 51-year-old male who reports he was injured in another motor vehicle collision while working on 12-23-20. Period. He was the restrained driver of a vehicle stopped at a traffic light. Period. A truck rear-ended his at 90 miles per hour. Period. He states that he experienced loss of consciousness and then fell out of his truck. Period. He believes he injured his neck, arm, knee, and back and was seen at Kennedy Emergency Room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on his left ulnar nerve. Period. He is no longer receiving any active care. Period. He currently denies injuring his head or chest in this incident, notwithstanding his claim petition. Period. That document indicates he was rear-ended in a motor vehicle accident on 12-23-20, resulting in permanent injuries to the neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, chest, comma, left knee, comma, left hip, comma, low back, comma, and closed head injuries. Period. Medical records show he was seen on 12-23-20 at Virtual Health Emergency Department. Period. He was driving a box truck and was at a stop with a seatbelt on when he was struck from behind by another truck. Period. He may have lost consciousness for a second, but does not believe he hit his head. Period. He did complain of neck and back pain as well as left knee pain. Period. The knee pain was related to a fall that occurred after he tried to get out of the truck. Period. He also had some left-sided rib pain that he feels is from the seatbelt. Period. He had a history of asthma, comma, chronic pain, comma, DVT, comma, GERD, comma, hypertension, comma, insomnia, comma, pancreatitis, comma, pulmonary air embolism, comma, sleep apnea, comma, and bariatric surgery. Period. He did not convey a history of psychiatric issues. In any event, he did undergo CAT scan of the head that was read as normal for the brain. Period. There was left maxillary sinus retention cyst. Period. There was also a stable lucent lesion of the left posterior parietal calvarium, likely a benign process. Period. CAT scan of the cervical spine showed spondylosis and degenerative disc disease, along with neuroforaminal narrowing. Period. He was examined and treated and released. Period. The lumbar x-rays were compared to a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis from 9/13/16. It showed mild disc space narrowing at L5-S1, but no evidence of fracture. Appeared there was calcifications in the aorta and surgical clips in the right upper abdomen, comma, left upper abdomen or left lung base. Appeared chest x-ray showed several small areas of segmental volume loss in the left lung base. Period. He had x-rays of the left knee that showed mild degenerative changes, comma, minimal effusion, comma, and three level enthesiopathy of the distal quadriceps insertion. Period. The paragraph he followed up at WorkNet on 12/30/20. Period. They noted his mechanism of injury and diagnostic studies to date. Period. CAT scan of the cervical spine showed degenerative joint disease with foraminal narrowing, comma, prominent cervical spondylosis, and disc bulging at C3-4 and C4-5, with foraminal encroachment on the right greater than the left at C5-6. Period. The petitioner stated he was unconscious at the site of the accident. Period. When found by police, he stumbled getting out of the truck and sat on the curb waiting to recover. Period. He did not go to the hospital in Philadelphia because he had a history of DVT, so presented to Virtua with which he was familiar and already treating. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with motor vehicle accident with mild cervical sprain, complicated by pre-existing degenerative joint disease, comma, head trauma, comma, left knee sprain, complicated by pre-existing degenerative joint disease, comma, lumbar sprain, complicated by pre-existing degenerative joint disease, comma, left shoulder and left chest wall strain, comma, as well as a mild left hip strain. Appeared he was begun on medications and advised to apply ice and heat. Period. He did admit to a prior motor vehicle accident in 2017 that did not require any treatment. Period. He did have right knee surgery in 2014 unrelated to any accident or injury. Period. He was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 12/31/20. Period. He complained of persistent pain on his neck and lower back after the motor vehicle accident on 12/23/20. But he also had headaches. Period. They noted he had been seen at Virtua and had numerous diagnostic studies. Period. He was prescribed Percocet and Flexeril for pain, but he already had run out of Percocet. Period. He did not give a history of any prior injuries or problems to the involved areas, nor did he convey a history of psychiatric illness. Period. He was diagnosed with acute cervical strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and concussion without loss of consciousness. Appeared in the paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Molter, M-O-L-T-E-R, on 1/5/21. Period. He continued to have pain across the cervical paraspinals with occasional paresthesias in the left upper extremity along the C6 dermatome. Appeared he had no history of symptoms in the past. Period. He also had pain across the lower lumbar spine with no history of these symptoms in the past nor any radicular symptoms or weakness. Period. He had begun physical therapy appeared he claimed he had not actually seen a physician for this, and his attorney set up the physical therapy. Pretty had been on a Medrol toast pack without much relief. Pretty is not currently working. Period. Dr. Malter diagnosed cervicalgia, low back pain, and cervical disc degeneration at C5-6. Period. He recommended a course of physical therapy. Period. On 1/19/21, he did have a cervical spine MRI to be inserted here. Period. EMG was done on 2/11/21 by Dr. Ragone to be inserted. Period. On 6/2/21, Dr. Mattson performed left elbow ulnar nerve in situ decompression for the postoperative diagnosis for left elbow cubital tunnel syndrome. Period. After beginning treatment with Dr. Malter, he saw Dr. Mattson on 4/7/21, complaining of left elbow pain and small finger and ring finger numbness for nearly 4 months after the motor vehicle collision of 12/23/20. Period. He evidently underwent an EMG that revealed cubital tunnel syndrome. Period. Dr. Mattson reviewed this independently and diagnosed left cubital tunnel syndrome and possible double crush phenomena. Period. They discussed treatment options and elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. He did undergo the aforementioned surgery on 6/2/21. Period. He followed up post-operatively through 7/1/21. Period. Dr. Mattson noted an unremarkable clinical exam except for some peri-incisional numbness. Period. He cleared the petitioner to return to work full duty without restrictions. Period. He did see Dr. Mattson again on 9/2/21. Period. At that last visit, he had no numbness or tingling in the fingers. Period. The peri-incisional numbness that was present had resolved. Period. He stated he aggravated this at work and now has return of numbness in the small and ring fingers. But he also complains of pain while driving and did not feel safe controlling the truck. Period. He was taking numerous medications, including lidocaine patch, amlodipine, protonix, gabapentin, xarelto, percocet, etodolac, naproxen, and percocet. Period. Dr. Mattson recommended repeat electrodiagnostic testing. Period. I am at receipt of another such report to confirm it was completed. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation, dirty palms, and a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the left ulnar nerve. There was also old traumatic scarring sustained as a child on the right volar wrist. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Normal through manual muscle testing was 5- for resisted right elbow flexion and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest is normal, hands, wrists, elbows. Tinel's maneuver on the left wrist elicited numbness and tingling in the fourth and fifth digits, running retroactively up to his neck. Period. This does not comport with the usual pathophysiologic process. Period. Tinel's maneuver was negative on the right. Period. The rest of those maneuvers are normal. Extremities lower. he normal through, he would not lay supine, so modified provocative maneuvers were performed. Period, spine cervical, active extension was 45 degrees, common rotation right, 50 degrees and left to 40 degrees. Period flexion as well as bilateral side bending were full without discomfort. Period was tender to palpation about the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels, but not on his toes on the left. Period did have a broad gait, but no assisted device. Period inspection revealed striae, but no surgical scarring. Period changed resistance slowly and was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Period, the rest of that section is normal, leading up through supine straight leg raises and maneuvers were deferred at his request. Impressions. On 12/23/20, Richard Banks was involved in a work-related automotive vehicle collision. Period. He was seen the same day at the emergency room, where he underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. He followed up at WorkNet on 12/30/20. Period. He then decided to go to Jefferson Health the following day, having run out of Percocet. Period. He then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Moulter and his colleagues. Period. Cervical spine, MRI, and EMG were done, both to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Mattson performed surgery on 6/2/21 to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Mattson and Dr. Moulter. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion about the upper extremities. Period. He had healed surgical scarring about the left ulnar nerve. Period. There were skin changes on his hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. He chose not to lay supine, limiting provocative maneuvers at the knees and straight leg raise maneuvers. Period. He did have full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. Active cervical motion was slightly diminished. Period. There was no tenderness palpation about the chest or ribs. Period. Head, eyes, ears is normal. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, left hand, comma, chest, comma, left knee, comma, left hip, comma, lower back, or head. Period. He indicates he stopped working in December 2020, concurrent with the subject event. Period. He did not relate, having previously been excused from work since the 1990s due to mental illness. Period. He does seem to be active with respect to his upper extremities. Period. End.